too. You wanted it to be metal and R&B at the same time.
102.9 The Whale Rock Gossip.
David Paich from Toto wanted to do just that, by the way. He turned 64 years old today. He was writing Hold the Line, and what he was trying for was a metal song with an R&B groove back in 1978. I don't know if that part of it succeeded, but it certainly succeeded as a hit. Number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100, Hold the Line, here's David Paich.
I started playing that riff, the piano riff, and I started singing that phrase, which, having grown up watching people write rock and roll, I realized lyrics didn't always have to have total introspective meaning and stuff. I got hung on this riff and tried to come up with some nonsensical verse lyrics here and just tried to write something that grooved. I wanted to write a heavy metal kind of song with an R&B groove underneath it, and it's nothing more than that.
Okay, nonsensical, metal, groove. I don't know. He wrote a good song, though. So maybe it's from people wanting to study up for the concert. You never know. Fleetwood Mac, their very best of compilation, which was released in 2002, just passed $2 million in sales. They sold 2,000 copies during the week ending June 14th. When all the excitement about Fleetwood Mac on tour and maybe not Lindsey Buckingham happened. Well, Lindsey Buckingham talks about the impact of his former band.
You can't feel that you might be having an effect on an audience or the world in general when you're working through a number of years, a process that might take 20 years. You know, you're really just kind of working off of fear and off of just the anxiety of trying to get on to the next thing and trying to get it right. At some point, you can sit back and relax and look at that and say, yeah, we did all right there.
Yeah. 2 million sales? Yeah, you did all right.
Rock Gossip. 625 and 825 every morning. 102.9 The Whale. Hartford's classic rock.